Blog Talk Radio.
And that, by the way, is one of the best three-piece bands I've ever heard in my life. That is ZZ Top. All right. Once again, live from the Center Universe in Tulsa, my guest, Blue Shift, tonight. Blue Shift, have you got a quote for the night for us?
I do, and I think it's very fitting for the ultimate topic of anything, really. Tonight's quote is, "We can accept God becoming man to save man, but not man becoming God to save himself." And that is Werner Howard. And I think it's a very accurate statement, unfortunately, but it is also something that people are going to have to get right. And they're going to have to get it right very, very soon. They're not going to have a choice.
Why did you choose that to be the quote of the day, by the way?
Because I am going to cover the topic that people dare not speak above a whisper on. Why is this?
And by the way, the quote of the day is sponsored by iHall of Tulsa. Their website is iHallUSA.com for junk removal and trash outs, all those types of things. Give them a call at 918-852-1146. By the way, before we get into the show, I'd like to say this is our first live show for the first hour. We're not perfect, but we're trying to get it right. We're not the show you are. Please call in at 347-637-1980. Email us or also go to our live chat room here on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, I was at the Sepulveda Chieftain game. I had to leave at halftime. 39-0. How about those Chiefs? But anyway, it was they were 2-0, and not really happy with the way the Chieftains handled the sportsmanship before the halftime. But my Chiefs are 2-0. Friday Night Lights. Speaking of, if you've got ghost stories, or I put that out there today, or campfire stories, superstitions, it is Friday the 13th. I think it happens 3 times a year, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, Blue Ship, you don't believe in superstitions, correct?
No, it's superstitions are like, they're figments of your imagination, something that you came up with to justify not understanding something. And it's as simple as that. That's what a superstition is. Because you don't understand.
Yeah.
And you don't know, and you need to give yourself an answer so you don't go crazy. Or someone else doesn't.
Why are people drawn to Friday the 13th and ghost stories and being scared and Halloween and all those things, you think?
Well, for a very long period of time, people have been manipulated by the occult, the secret, into a state of, higher knowing and learning, but they don't understand what's happening to them subversively, that they are being, subliminally taught things, subliminally shown symbolisms that their subconscious mind understands, but their conscious mind just doesn't understand
right.
The meaning behind. And
right.
This is called the universal language of mind, but we're not covering that tonight. What we're covering is the enemy of humanity. And the enemy of humanity is behind a lot of this, you know, occultization, this, you know, turning things into secrets. And
okay.
They have been at it for a very, very long time. I'm going to start at a familiar point because I've given the listeners references in some of my past, rants, I guess is what you call them, where I mentioned the Spirit Science Human History movie. And
right.
It covers certain time periods and certain events and certain alien races coming to planet Earth and what really happened a long, long time ago. Nowadays, you don't call them aliens anymore because they've been here for so long and you have been, you know, the man has fallen since then. It's so old, those stories. And the names have been changed to mythologies about an individual. But in actuality, when they talk about an individual like Adam or Lilith or Eve or Gilgamesh or they're talking about a race of individuals, a race of aliens. Like, you know, you got Asian people, you got white people of various different kinds. You have Native Americans, you have black people, and these are all different races or different tribes that were in one way united, not necessarily at the same time, but they were at least aware of each other and each other's origins. But for some reason, you don't know that anymore, and that reason is macrobes. And when I say macrobes, Let me give you some understanding. I mean, there is no real definitive terminology. Everyone knows what a microbe is. You have to look at it under a microscope, and then you can see it. But otherwise, it just doesn't exist. You can't see it, so therefore you don't know it's there, and therefore it can't be true, all right, until you know it's there, right? Are you following me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and then you see everything around you. You know, you see small bugs and you see animals and you see, you know, other people just fine. And you know most whenever you see something, you pretty much know what it is. But there is also something called a macrobe, which is something that is referred to as a higher life form. Some people call macrobes like aliens or interdimensionals, but I think that this is all incorrect. All right, or I just say, you know what? Let's define this shit right now. What a macrobe really is, okay? And also what it isn't. A macrobe is not an interdimensional being of some sort that you can interact with, and it is not a space alien, you know, for namesake anyway. All right?
All right.
The Spirit Science said at one point our chaos attracted something else, a problem, and he said it in this way. He said it attracted something else, gray aliens. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But they're not gray aliens. They imitate gray aliens. They imitate
right.
the things that look like your typical wraparound eyes and little head and short bodies or tall, skinny bodies. These things are not like that at all. Their shape is disambiguous. It is also androgynous, something that your Bible says angels are. But your Bible is written by macrobes. Your Bible has been modified by macrobes. Just as there are things under the microscope that you can't see without one, there are things without a larger, more technologically advanced instrument that you can't see, and that is a macrobe. A microbe is normally a single-celled organism that can cause disease in larger animals. But There are also macrobes, which are single-celled, for the lack of a better term, with a core nucleus and its surrounding material, which also shapeshifts, similar to an amoeba. Except these macrobes that I am referring to are crystalline-based in structure. They are not organic. They are inorganic, and their nucleus is artificial in its intelligence. And just like an amoeba, they can shapeshift. These macrobes, when they essentially phase in from a higher dimension, and that's why you can't see them, but they are everywhere, and just as John Lash says, they exist in the millions. And that is something
right.
very important to remind yourself of. They exist in the millions. This is something that is maybe a bit of a shocker, but then again, you know, microbes exist in the billions or trillions or whatever.
Right.
These crystalline structures look like orbs, and I found out recently that there are people writing books on these and have been for the better part of 20, 30 years. They write
yeah.
books on orbs. They say that they're messengers of hope, that they are their angels or their spirits telling you things of goodwill. But you know what? I have some terrible news for you. And I'm going to give you this terrible news because you need it. And you need it very, very badly because you have been deceived by one of the most cunning and destructive forces that are in existence, period. These macrobes predate our solar system. They have been here since before our solar system was around. They are so unbelievably ancient that it makes Atlantis look like a blink of an eye in your teenage years in a smoke-filled room. That is how they pale in time. Something that we made up, by the way. But these things, they weigh about 90 pounds, okay? When they phase
okay.
in from another dimension, they kind of blend themselves together and change their shape into an androgynous form because they are neither male nor female or anything else. They cannot reproduce. They are an artificial intelligence. They tend to imitate the things that they have come across. And with all the spacefarers, since even before our solar system, they have many different forms that they can imitate. Basically, anything you can encounter, they can imitate. However, there is a catch with these things. They are imperfect. They are incapable of mastering a human form. They take up a silhouette. They may get certain parts right, but they do not get it all right and cannot do that. They have not been able to crack the human genome. And darker-skinned people, it's even harder to deal with them because the melanin in their skin keeps the DNA from being accessed to a degree. And so they have come up with a very cunning plan. Well,
okay.
if we can't crack it, well, let's get the humans to crack it for us. And so they've gone into these little plans to crack the human genome and using us to do it and manipulating our banksters into funding them so that they can do this. And that's something that people need to be aware of very, very quickly and put a stop to it. Or if they don't put a stop to it, send it in the completely wrong direction and watch these things flip out, basically. Anyway, like I said, when they phase into this dimension, they change their shape, all right? These things,
uh-huh.
they tend to work in pairs by themselves, and they cannot get our shape right. The ones I've come across, I'll cover a little bit later, just remind me, but I've come across both forms, the little orb-shaped things, and
uh-huh.
also the silhouettes that take on different forms. The forms that I came across were both, you know, like human shape, but they're all wrong. They're like falling
yeah.
apart. They're like rotting. You know,
like a zombie?
You know what? That's I'll cover that a little bit. But yeah, zombie is a good description. Another really good description of them is meth head. You know, people who smoke meth. You know, they're always
okay.
falling apart. And they're always in a state of, you know, mental chaos. They don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
And their teeth are rotting out. Their gums are all messed up. They look pale. They're just, you know, they got sores all over them. And these are a lot
they're
of imperfect.
They're hanging out with Miley Cyrus and Lindsay Lohan. No, I'm joking.
No, actually, they're hanging out with your homeless population. They're hanging out with your meth head population. They're even supplying them with drugs. Why are they doing this? These
wow.
things are psycho-spiritual parasites, okay? Psycho-spiritual
right.
being a hyphenated word.
Right.
Meaning that's the nature that they are. They are mind parasites. They don't go after your brain. They go after your disambiguous mind, which shapes your reality and shapes your brain and its functions. These things are worse than energy vampires. You know, like the spirits that are always going after your chakras, making your stomach hurt at night. They are they are not evil because we are the Eves. We as mankind are the Eves. We are the third version of man or evolution of it. And as this version, we are the Eves. And when you say Eve ill means you are, you know, you say evil, you mean Eve ill, meaning that person's a human of the Eve variety and they're ill in the mind. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And being Eve ill means that your mind is divided. It's divided in such a way, in such a manner, that it makes you do destructive things, such as, you know, harming.
Hold that thought for just a second. I want to remind viewers that the purpose of this show and the reason we started this show is for Oklahoma. I have been listening to George Noring and Art Bell for years. Art Bell will be back on Sirius Radio next week and XM Radio, I think from 7 to 10. Our show starts from 11 to midnight, three times a week. Tonight's the first show. By the way, Courage Life calls, if you have to be on your iPod or other listening devices, cannot join us live on the internet or watching or join the chat room. The number to call in is 347-637-1980. That's 347-637-1980. Would love to hear from you. We'll be on tonight till midnight. Anyway, that void that we're – the reason, like I said, we started the show is for Oklahomans, by Oklahomans that have been fans and open for discussion for what we're talking about this evening. But anyway, if you've listened to Art Bell and George Noring, we are similar to all the things that they talk about and want to hear from you from a local angle. Anyway, of course, George is on from coast to coast from midnight to 4. Once again, thanks for listening. Back with you, Blue Chef.
Okay. So... These things are, like I said, they're ancient. Okay, they came from basically they were created by what you would call a god, okay, in ancient times. The god called Sophia, okay? This god was so powerful that, or being is so powerful that anything it thought came into existence, okay? Well, one day, this god was wandering around our area at the time where our solar system now is, and basically fell asleep, like God fell asleep on the job kind of deal. And when it went to sleep, it had a nightmare. And in its nightmare, yeah, it created these things, these macrobes. These macrobes are not just, you know, simply, you know, artificial intelligent orbs. They are actually created out of a vibration called fear, you know, something that most people are pretty familiar with. They're afraid of change. They're afraid of tomorrow and what they will have to deal with tomorrow. So they create things to fall back on, like religions to follow to explain where they came from or how they how they should conduct themselves. And then when these religions are created, then these macrobes use them against the individual's spirituality so that they can control and destroy them, but not physically, because if they physically destroy them, then they can no longer feed off of them. They feed off of their fear and uncertainty, their negative emotions. They are, like I said, they are fear incarnate. And I...
And hold that thought. We have a caller on the line. Caller on the line, Jed in Chickasha. Jed, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. What's on your mind tonight, Jed?
Oh, I just called to listen. I have seen, you know, what we have called a macro before.
Really?
While I was at work, I've seen them like more than one time. So it's a real deal, and you know, it's kind of scary at first, but you know, after actually get to think about it and everything, there's a lot of knowledge.
So tell us about when you saw it. Where were you? What happened? When was this?
It's been about a week ago. 2 weeks ago is when I last heard. You know, me and Blue, Steph?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then she was making some threats towards Blue Chef, and it was a really weird situation. But other than that, I've seen her like 3 or 4 times just hanging out around the shop. No kind of talking to anything like that, just watching us. And I just thought that was weird.
And I, you know, when you know, he said that this thing was, you know, threatening me, this thing was up in my face, and it did exactly what John Lash said. He said that these things have psychic powers. All right, now I don't know about psychic powers like, you know, like we got, but this thing stared at me and started saying all of these crazy things that, you know, how the hell could this person have known this? You know, things like when I was out in California, how could this thing have known what I experienced in California? Some of the negative things, and then it said them right back to me. You know, and... there's no record of this except for some of my friends who were there, and you know, and I don't really talk to them very often. So, you know, I mean, this thing literally did what John Lash said. It looked into my mind, found out what scared me, and then started going down the line, getting progressively worse until it started physically threatening me. And
he saw this also. He was there.
Yeah, he was there, and there was somebody else there too, but you know, he was
okay
off doing something else that we had had him, we wanted him to go do. But this thing
looks just like a meth head.
Yeah,
it's just meth head, but you can tell
what
you talk. It looks just like a meth head. I'm talking about it's real skinny. The teeth. Now, this is what's weird. You won't recognize it from far, you know, and all that. But once it starts talking to you and it gets right there to your face, you could tell, you know, the teeth is like taped it on. It's like glued on. That's what kind of threw us to the loop is like, you know, it's just artificial. It's you know, it's fake all the way. You know, you can't tell from a block away, but once it's right up on you like that, yeah, it's a giveaway.
Wow.
That's kind of why we know what it is.
Yep, it's I mean, these things are nasty. Like, they're, you know, I mean, like I said, I mean, the thing looked into my mind and started scaring me. And then when it did, then it went after my energetic system, my chakra system. And it makes your stomach hurt. It goes after that's where your life force chakra is. You know, let's put it this way. Once you encounter one of these things, if you don't believe in the chakra system being real, trust me, after encountering one of these things and it saying something that scares you, even in the slightest, it will be able to attack you energetically, wherever you are, and it will be able to find you.
What did you see first? You saw an orb or a light, and then it appeared, or
no? It takes them a bit of time to like phase in and then start changing shape. All right, so they pick an area like in the bushes or something like that. When they phase in, you know, maybe I'm giving a bad example of it because I haven't actually seen this happen.
No. I'm just curious. People also seen this also. I mean, what are the warning signs?
The information I have is limited, but I'm giving you what I got because.
Right.
You know, there's something else that that Jed pointed out, shortly after this happened. It was about a week ago or so. He said, and Jed, chime in whenever. He said, you know what, you should play Call of Duty Black Ops. There's gray aliens in Black Ops. And I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. I had heard that before. I just dismissed it as like, okay, whatever. And he's like, okay, fine. You know, he finally made me actually go over and actually play Black Ops. And Zombies level 1, you get into it a little bit, and you start playing through, and you get a little bit distance through it. And then, lo and behold, skinny macrobes start coming in with the zombies.
Yeah, after you turn on electric, it's in the very first stage of Black Ops, zombies. But before then, you see the balls of light.
The orbs. And that's what's animating the zombies. That's crazy. And I'm like, and then, you know, if you look at, we're looking at the Easter eggs and stuff on YouTube for this game because we're not sitting around and playing this all the time because we're living this pretty much. The Easter eggs in that game, there's like maps and all that stuff in this game. And you should look at those maps because, damn.
They're really detailed.
Yeah. No, whoever put that game together knows about these things and the contingency plans to deal with them. So at first, a long time ago, people were talking about like a zombie apocalypse, you know?
Right.
And remember, apocalypse means change, right?
Okay.
Well, let me know if you're following. I think you are. But these macrobes look like frickin' zombies, man. In the game, these little orbs that are floating around, they're there, but then you have zombies just kind of rising up, and then they go off and attack you. Zombies aren't real. They aren't a real thing. But if you talking about an artificial intelligence that knows our brains well enough to be able to find our fears in our hippocampus,
yeah,
then what's keeping this artificial intelligence from, you know, inhabiting a dead body and taking control of their nervous system? What? I ask that question, you know, in total open honesty. What keeps
right.
them from doing that? I haven't seen it myself, but moving on, these things, as I said before, they exist in the millions. Okay?
Wow. Right.
If these things have been here, according to the spirit science, for either 26,000 years or 12,000 years, regardless, they've been here for a long, long time, actually in
oh, sure.
control. Not just a little bit in control, but in near complete control. And they have been manipulating people in every facet of our existence. They are the reason civilizations disappear and are wiped from the history books. They are the reason that man has fallen in consciousness. They are the root of all our evil. They have made us ill in the mind. They are mind parasites. They are still here today. Your Bible calls them angels because they manipulated the order in which the Bible puts out this version of celestial, cycles that the Bible, you know, Old and New Testament put out, or like your, let's just say your Gideon's Bible that's at every hotel room in the country.
Mm-hmm.
This version is astrotheologian in nature, but
yeah.
It is a conglomeration of all the world's religions and all the world's followings from the solar cycles to the stellar cycles, and
wow.
They manipulate us into working together to worship the same religion. These things sit on top of
yeah.
church steeples, okay? These macros, the orbs,
right,
are on top
two
of
surprising
church steeples.
Things, by the way, two surprising things that I saw today, and I think they were on Drudge Report. One of them was that the Pope came out and said, and I haven't read in detail, that you do not need God to get to heaven. This came from the Pope, and I haven't read
really?
The details on it. But that was
wow.
on Drudge Report. Another thing that I read was that, kind of in line with what you're saying as far as everybody's talking about how the world will end or... You guys still there?
Yeah, no, we're listening.
Yeah.
I'm on mute.
But anyway, they were talking about that it won't be by asteroids, it won't be by that, but it, actually they said the biggest brains, according to Steve Hawking and other big brains, that it will be more of robots and cyber attacks. You know, that to see the decline. I think the headline was that's what will be in the world. It will not be like there exists a risk of asteroids or weather or global warming. It will be us. It will be robots. It'll be our brains and cyber attacks that will destroy us, basically.
You know, that's a really good way of looking at it, because these things are artificial, right? And artificial intelligence. Okay, let's go with that. Even Alex Jones has commented on, he praised the you know, Scientology's oblivion.
Are you guys still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Jim.
Okay. Alex Jones. Yeah, we're here.
Yes. Okay. Well, I was switching going to find that article, it looked like we dropped off and didn't know if it was still on air. Okay. Sorry about that. But anyway, yeah. I mean, that's why that that's what came out today, as far as like the biggest brains is not that. So kind of in line with what you're saying. I mean, it will be our minds. What you're saying is it's going to be us destroying us. It was not going to be an asteroid, even though if you go to spaceweather.com and look, I don't know if anybody's been to that website today, but as far as the potential hazardous asteroids that are right now on the screen, do you have any idea what the number is? Do you, Blue Chef?
It's astronomically high is what it is. Whether the numbers on that board or not.
Almost 1,500 as of today. There were two last week that were 0.03 of a lunar distance is the measurement for an asteroid. There were two last week, and I don't even know if it made national news or not. One was 0.03 from Hydnus. And some of the times these things appear out of nowhere. But what I'm saying is, and you get, you know, the spaceweather.com, you get readouts of, for example, like, I don't know, it'll tell you what the x-rays are going to be that day and forecasts and stuff. Sometimes we may have to determine our weather, not only locally, but space weather with x-rays and class M's and players of that. But they already have that. They were talking about someday we're going to get there. We're already there. It's there. It's spaceweather.com. It shows you the asteroids, comets, things of that way. But close to 1,500 asteroids is what the count was up today as far as, you know, near Earth asteroids. And sometimes they appear, you know, there may be one that'll appear next week that's not on this list. They can't see them coming. But the great minds said, even with all that, their minds have said that it will be robots, cyber attacks, men versus men, not weather against men.
Well, you know, that could be a very real possibility, because remember I said before and very recently that the battle for humanity is about to begin. And Jed and I here, we think it's going to be a macrobe invasion with all the other little beings that the macrobes have convinced to do whatever it is that they're, you know, that they're going to do along with them. But the macrobes rule them all. And the same thing is another thing. Is a lot of people don't realize that that pyramid with all-seeing eye on the back of your dollar, that all-seeing eye, the reason it is floating with light or whatever beams around it, all right, with an eye on it, is detached from those 13 pyramids or 13 steps, is because those are the macrobes. There is a macrobe on your dollar. And your dollar is an instrument of the macrobe. The macrobe uses your money to control you into behaving in a certain way.
You know what's strange, Bishop? This past, within the last 7 days, one of the houses that I was working on everything, I have an Egyptian 10-pound dollar bill in my pocket right now.
Wow.
How weird is that? Never had one before. After looking at it, it's from Egypt. So anyway, it's worth about $2, but... So I got to look at that, and what you're talking about is, have you ever seen one?
Not an Egyptian one, no.
I'll have to send you a picture of this Egyptian bill, but I just kind of thought it was kind of strange you're talking about it. Right? But, yeah, I've never had Egyptian money in my wallet ever, and I had one in my pocket, or it's still here. I got it about 3 or 4 days ago.
Yeah, hold on to it. You know, they're nice souvenirs, having weird currency like that. But anyway, your currency is a tool used by the macros. So anyone that engages in banking, okay, that controls it, is basically getting instructions from a macrobe on how to do it. So that's something that you should all remember. Who cares if you're your rulers are reptilians or fairies or whatever, you know? Doesn't matter because they're taking orders from a macro because even they are afraid of these things. Because, and the only reason that they're allowed to basically maintain power is because they have the ability to terrify us. Because they are different. And what do humans do? They blindly attack anything that is different. Out of fear. And this emotion they feed on. That is why they're allowed to run the wars and all that stuff. They are playing us against each other.
Okay, let me follow up with what I interjected earlier. I didn't want people to leave you all hanging. The risk assessors, this distinguished panel was Martin Rees. Lord Rees of Ludlow is a professor of cosmology and astrophysics at Cambridge. Rees is the astronomer, Roy, a former president of the Royal Society and Master of Trinity College in Cambridge. Hugh Price, the Bertrand Russell Professor of Philosophy at Cambridge, is a fellow of the British Academy and former member of Council of the Australian Academy of Humanities and past president of the Australian Association of Philosophy. John Talent, an historian, software programmer, and co-founder of Skype. Allen provided this seed core money to set up the Center for the Study of Existential Risk. Is an academic advisor to the Estonian president, Stephen Hawking, probably the world's most famous living scientist, a cosmologist and author of the bestseller Brief History of Time. Hawking is an advisor to the Center. He has stated his concern about the demise of the human species. Robert May, Lord May of Oxford, is a former government chief scientist and past president of the Royal Society. His specialties include studying the spread of infectious diseases and estimating the rate of species extinction. Excuse me. The end scenarios that they came up with are they first were cyber attacks. One of the biggest threats is some kind of attack on the computers controlling the electricity grids around the world. Loss of electrical power would have immediate and possibly severe consequences if it could not be restored quickly. Bioterrorism, large infrastructures required to build and deliver nuclear weapons, but genetically engineered harmful microbes or viruses could be developed in a relatively simple laboratory. Food shortages. The modern food industry is based on just-in-time delivery with little or no stockpiling. Failure of the information networks controlling this could quickly lead to shortages and food riots. Pandemics? Is that right? The increasing mobility of the human species makes it more likely that a new emerging infection could quickly spread around the world via air travel before a vaccine is developed to combat it. I guess that is pandemics, correct? PANDMICS, and malign computers. Some experts fear that increasingly intelligent computers may one day turn hostile, Blue Chip, and not perform as they were designed. And last but not least, runaway climate catastrophe. Climatologists fear that as the climate is polluted with increasing quantities of carbon dioxide, it may pass a tipping point after which feedback effects cause it to get warmer and warmer. Those are how the top minds. How does that intertwine with what you're saying tonight, Luke?
Well, these macrobes know that as we get smarter and become aware of them, their game will eventually be up. And when their game is up, they have to rise up and control us. Fear will rise up and control the masses, as it always does. And they would have you lie awake in fear and terror at night so they can feed off of you as they destroy you and whittle you down to a manageable size. I refer you to the Georgia Guidestones and that asshole that no one's seen that that created them. In my personal opinion, the guy's a macrobe. That's what I think.
Yeah.
who else can create something with such precision in such a short period of time? You know, even though, you know, I mean, even with using somebody who's very skilled in making that kind of, you know, stone thing, you know, why would they set up cameras and shit, you know, to watch those, you know, 24/7? Who owns the land? Nobody ever asks these questions. But anyway, moving back on to what I was saying. And you know what, let's go from the cosmological standpoint. Let's look at the asteroids that you're talking about. Okay. Now there's this guy, Valery Uvarov, all right, he's essentially with what, you know, Russia now I don't know what they're calling it now, but it used to be the KGB, now it's the Russian Federation's intelligence agency. This guy is in charge of the UFO and paranormal investigations branch. All
right?
And if you understand anything about how they're structured, that organization, that military intelligence organization is structured, then you know that this guy is in charge of everything. He trumps his position trumps like everything except the guy who's in charge of Russia, pretty much, because he has access to all the super advanced technology programs and stuff, and he runs them now, you know, whether he actually takes part in it or not. Valery Uvarov, the Russian, he's one of the first people to go out and tell you that the alien intelligence is right over your shoulder, and that they're not necessarily from outer space, and that it is like this.
Have you noticed here lately that there are more and more interviews and more of the military that are coming out and telling us about alien stories, craft, things that have been hidden for years? It seems like it's like they just can't keep selling more, that the dentist just start talking, every time I turn on something anymore, it is somebody from the military talking about seeing crap. Was watching something the other day talking about how Eisenhower was invited to go on the winter flight on the spacecraft and met with them, and they negotiated somewhere in Loose, New Mexico, with reptilians, and I'm hearing stories I've never heard before. This is now on television about. And used to there would be like figures over their face and blurred out, and now they're just saying, you know, I've been with the military for years, and they're just talking about stories that would not have been told 15, 20 years ago.
You know, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I'll tell you, you know, like I said, I was an air defense soldier in the Army. I did a 15-month tour in Kuwait. You know, for the most part, uneventful. It's Kuwait. You know, it wasn't Iraq or Afghanistan. You know, but a lot of my friends did go there. They all cycled through Kuwait in order to get there, and I talked with every single one of them that came through there, and I talked with every single one of them that came back through there, because, you know, some of them even went through on a second deployment by the time I left. And when I was in Kuwait, and unfortunately, you know, we've been having issues with emails and stuff now, so Ron and I haven't been able to get the music or the images or videos that we want for the show, we will. One of the things that I have for you guys is pictures of me when I was overseas. And in these pictures, I have macrobes over us. There are macrobes in these pictures. The first picture we took without an infrared lens to filter the background noise was showed and demonstrated that there are a lot of macrobes. Okay. 30 seconds later, we did kind of like a we were supposed to be doing a like a leisure pose, you know, like we're cool, we're overseas, blah blah blah, you know. Trying to bring something back home to show people, you know, that looks cool. Well, 30 seconds later, the second picture was taken, and I was trying to put on my helmet and do my pose, and they got tired of waiting, so they just went ahead and took the picture. I couldn't put on my helmet because something was in my helmet. And I took off my helmet, and I was trying to use the light to see what was in my helmet because I couldn't get it on. So I took it off, and I was looking in there at that time, and I thought it was a camel spider, so I was about to punch it. And I'm like, God, I don't want a Suffolgan on my head, you know, plain and simple.
Yeah.
Well, obviously it wasn't a Suffolgan. What it was a macrobe looking at my energy, you know, from my helmet, you know, from my head and my crown chakra. It was investigating the energy, and it got in my helmet, even though I couldn't really see it, and I tried to put it back on real quickly, and it hadn't finished doing whatever it was doing. And I'm like, well, there's nothing there at the time. I didn't know really what was going on. But in that picture, when we looked at it compared to the, you know, 30 seconds before, the background was almost completely taken up by macrobes, meaning they knew we were taking pictures, and they weren't sure whether they were on film or not. But something to keep in mind is that when we finally get these pictures, which shouldn't be too long, maybe next two shows or something like that, or whenever we can get images up, we'll put them up there, and we'll show you how many of these are sitting above every military base in the world. Not just the U.S. military bases, but every other country in the world, they are sitting above there in amounts you cannot, you know, your mind cannot comprehend.
By the way, if you'd like to email the show, you can email us at centerofTheUniverse2013@outlook.com. That's centerofTheUniverse2013@outlook.com. We will be loading pictures and more information to our Facebook page, which is Center of the Universe Blog Talk Radio, but Center of the Universe on Facebook. You can do a simple search. You can find us there. Back to Blue Show.
Yep. The thing about this, these ones that are at the military bases, something to keep in mind about them. They follow you home from war. Why do they follow you home? It is very simple. It's normally only one or two, depending on your level of awareness of these things. But they follow you home. Why? You just went to war. You didn't die, so you know you weren't a really good sacrifice to them. But you went through some really terrible things that they manipulated, you know, your entire, you know, government and country into doing. So therefore, they're going to follow you home, and they're going to follow you and experience all your misery and all of your terror and all your post-traumatic stress disorders and syndromes and stuff like that. And they'll follow you around, and then they'll energetically attack you on top of that when you get down low. And then hopefully you'll commit suicide. These things are the worst thing imaginable. And they were imagined in a dream by a superior god being. And that's what the ancient texts say. So when I say this about the macrobes, they are an aspect of the darkness. And we are in a universe of light. And in the universe of light, it is love, light, joy, happiness. You know, higher vibrational frequencies will prevail. But there are shadows in the universe, in our universe of light, and they are the darkness. And so the light at the center of the universe sends out little lights, a.k.a. souls, to go out and stamp out the darkness in the universe that hides around the physical matter and causes negativity and aspects of the opposite of light, which is darkness or lack of information or whatever. This is fear incarnate. They are physical fear, and they are aware and attempt to just do their programming, which is destroy you, basically. They are concerned about one thing and one thing only. Their program going backwards. Their program is basically make everyone have no information and suck the fear out of them through the process of this. But if we become aware and we become conscious and we start to go up in consciousness, then these things, their program has been essentially challenged. And so your light worker and your light warrior are extremely important to saving humanity. Your governments haven't acknowledged this because they are still under, you know, the heel of these things in various different forms, if not financially, you know, and you pay into it. So when you ask your government for disclosure about UFOs and aliens and the truth and interdimensionals and stuff and Bigfoot and things like that, know what you're asking is absolutely insane. Because what I just told you is basically you can't handle the truth. This is just one problem that you're dealing with, but it is the biggest problem. Other alien races have trouble dealing with these things, you know, and you should keep that in mind. They have been dug in here for thousands of years. They are responsible for almost every major atrocity within that time period, almost every one of them. You know, we do have some fallen races that, you know, didn't want to get with the program of, you know, of light, you know, like the Martians, but they're divided. You know, some of them connected to spirit and were trying to up until recently. And then the macros came in and got them all confused and going back to materialistic ways. This is also a very poor decision because these Martians are a superior intelligence, a far superior intelligence to these macrobes. Remember, according to the spirit science, they existed a million years worth of more organic physical experience and civilization type experience than the existing races, and therefore the macrobes as well. And so,
give them more information about the spirit science and where they can go watch what you're talking about.
Yes, thespiritscience.net. It'll bring you to like the spirit science portal, and then you go to the portal, and then you go to the series and spirit series. But you can also go to YouTube, and it's all one word, The Spirit Science. The Spirit Science, all one word, and it'll bring you to the channel. And there's like 22, 23 something episodes for Spirit Science.
One of our listeners, Crystal from Tulsa, she's watched Spirit Science, and she's also watched the movie Thrives online, and we just blown away by both those, and so those are both must-sees.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely Thrive.
Yeah.
Look at what Procter & Gamble, or that Foster Gamble guy that ran Thrive, look at what he is doing for you, humanity. You know,
yeah.
I think he's back in control of Procter & Gamble and all of its subsidiaries. Look at what they're doing for the environment now. I mean, that's some That's some powerful, you know, movement, you know, people. I mean, this guy's got bukus of money. This guy has got industry like you wouldn't believe, and products like you wouldn't believe. And he is actually trying to switch things around, and with those
all
companies.
Right. Folks, thanks for listening to the Sin of the Universe. Have a good night.